So we're up to now. This is side point a little bit, but basically the Gemara wanted to prove, if you recall, that we're talking about that the psul edus of behemadaka of roa shepherds of behemadaka applies not only to behemadaka, but rather on the bottom of chafhemaves, like 5-10 lines on the bottom. So it's not only on behemadaka, but it's even behemagasa. So we wanted to prove that. That was Rava's claim, but it was unsubstantiated from any Tanaic source. So the Gemara tries to prove it from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, if a person accepts 3 roe bakar are cattle, which are daka, and gaza, behema gaza, if a guy accepts 3 roe behema daka, you know, 3 roe behema daka, 3 roe bakar, which are gaza, so then, as machlokas, could he retract on that? That was a machlokas. Does he have a right to change his mind and retract on that? Right? Remeir held you could, Nacham held you can't. Right? So let's go with saying that you can't. Right? Nacham held you can't. That's what we hold. So the Gemara says, oh, you see, behemadak, behemag baka, roi baka, that's gasa. So apparently the psal applies even by gasa. So the Gemara says, no, that's not talking about edus. Eidos, maybe I'll tell you that Eidos is really only Behemadaka. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah's talking about for judges. If I accept 3 shepherds to be shepherds of cattle, to be my judges, and then I decide to change my mind, they can't. Right? So the question is, what's the deal with shepherds? Why wouldn't they be good judges? What are we talking about? So you'll say it must be because they're amaratzim. They're merely shepherds. So the question is, then why does it have to pick shepherds? It could pick any amaratz. It doesn't have to be a shepherd. It could be a teacher. It could be anything. I don't know. Why are you picking shepherds? If it's because shepherds are suspect to be lying and stealing, it's fine. It's one thing. Then the apostle ate this. But if you're going to tell me Roy Behem Agasa are not suspect, we have no right to go from Daka to Gaza, and Daka, Gaza guys are perfectly upstanding citizens, because Gashros, so why are they not kosher for din? It must be because I'm Amaratzim. So then why are you picking a shepherds? Just pick any Amaratzim. Why is the Mishnah specifically choosing a case to say that if I accept 3 shepherds to be my judges, then I can't back out? Right? It wasn't the shepherds. Right? Shepherds of Gaza, you tell me, are kosher. And therefore, it's only because they're Maratzim, so just say, if a guy picks 3 Maratzim. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Chiddush. Because you might say that if I choose 3 Maratzim, Stam guys, right? Stam guys. So then, if I choose those 3 guys, and then it turns out that I changed my mind, I'll say, then I'm stuck with them. Because even though they're not Lamdanim, but at least they know the way of the world. But 3 shepherds, I mean, shepherds are not living in society. They just live out in the field. They're shepherds. That's what they do. They don't interact with society and all that stuff. They don't deal with monetary vehicles and all that. They're just shepherds. They just have sheep and they do their thing. So I might say that those guys in Ashkich Yishuv, even if you accept them, you could back out. Even the Rabbanu would say you could back out with those guys. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. No. Even shepherds. It's a chiddush. A chiddush. That the Rabbanan say you can't back out if you choose bad judges, it's showing you how far that goes. Even shepherds who are not shchichi b'yishuv. Again, as Rashi says, shchichi b'yishuv, one second, he says, the lo shchichi b'yishuv, it's a second wide line on the Chavayim Beis, the bottom wide line. The lo ra'u v'lo shamu iske din ve'inod mechvero, they haven't saw, they haven't seen or heard matters of din. You 2 people. But still, ikablinu alayhu lo matzeh ha'adar. Still, if you accept them, you can't back out. Right? So that's what it's teaching us. So that's what I'd like to do, is to understand what would be the havimina to say that if I accept an amaretz to judge my case, then I can't back out. But if I accept a shepherd, no, then I can always back out. And then kamash malon, the maskana, no, even shepherds, that's it. Even shepherds, once I accept them, Once I accept them, that's it. I'm locked in. Right? So what's the Hamenos game? Right? Because why would I think it matters? I mean, bottom line is, they're both puzzled in. Right? Now I'm accepting it. Now the halacha is, according to the Shita at least, is once I accept him, then he is the status of a din. Dayan. And I can't back out. Right? He's not really kosher. It's just the halacha of Kabbalah. We did this thing, if you recall, a long time ago, but just say, well, Kabbalah is Kabbalah. And once you accept him, and he has the status of a din. You gave him a status of a dayan. Oh, so if that's the case, what's the difference how puzzled he is, if you will, right? It's a difference if he's a regular Amaret or a super Amaret. If your Kabbalah locks you in, then your Kabbalah locks you in. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. Right? Why should it matter how big of an Amaret he is? Just on the plain pshat level, why is it relevant that he knows what's going on in the world? Why is that even relevant? Yeah, okay, good. So I was saying, good. It's pshat, I think. It's like, it's one thing an Amaret. An Amaret doesn't know halachas. But at least he knows a little bit about business. He knows the way the world works. He knows something. So you'll say, look, he could be a judge. Look, is he a lamdan? No. But at least he has a sense of the way these things operate. But I mean, a shepherd, not only doesn't know the halachos, I mean, he's a total ignoramus. He doesn't know anything about anything. So what's he going to judge your case? He doesn't even know what a mortgage is. Right? Or whatever. Now, how's he supposed to judge your case about a mortgage? He hasn't even heard of a mortgage. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. Right? So, I mean, that's the plain shot level, is that it's one thing if you want to accept the guy who knows stuff, he just doesn't know halacha. If you want to accept the guy who knows nothing, zilch, he doesn't even need a shuv, he doesn't even know what's good, you know, the basic, you know, he doesn't know what a stock is. You're having a dispute about a stock, and he doesn't even know what stocks are. You know, whatever. So, but we have to define why, I'm just saying that's a pshat, why that's relevant, though, right? We have to define why, according to Havmina, you know, it would matter or wouldn't matter, right? But I'm just saying that's the pshat, I think. Let's say, just like Kasha, let's say I accept an animal to judge my case, okay? We say that we ask the animal the question, and if the animal goes nay, then you win. And if he doesn't say nay, then I win. Then could I change my mind and back out? Is that also fine? Is that a Kabbalah? Right. According to the side who says it's Kabbalah. First step is, what's the difference between a donkey, a chamar, an animal, and let's say an amaret? Right, everyone's going to agree, if you accept a horse to be your judge, you can back out. Even though if you accept an amaret to be your judge, you can't back out. Right, so the difference is there's two issues. One is the gavra of a dayan, who's a kosher gavra of a dayan or not. The other issue is the maisa of dion, the maisa of judging. Okay. So, a Amaretz could do the action of judging. You could say, I don't know. I'm not sure. Think about it. He's not an expert. And Halacha says he's possible as a Gavra. You need qualifications. You need qualifications. You don't know. You don't really know what you're doing. So he's not an expert. He doesn't know what he's doing. So the Torah says you're possible. You need certain rules, certain qualifications, to be a kasher dayan. So he's possible as a gavra. Karov is possible. Amaretz is possible. A gambler is possible. Whatever the different psulim. The psulim the gavra. That this gavra is not shayach. He's not roi for din, right? But a horse can't do the action of judging. The action of judging means you hear the ketainas, you hear the arguments, you think it through, you say him. You know, the Amaretz could do the action of judging, albeit in a compromised form. He's lacking the expertise to do it well, but at least he could judge, tell him the merits of the case, and he'll judge. He's just not good at it, right? But a horse is simply not shayach. You can't call that then. It's like I'll accept him to be my judge. That's not a judge. Judge means, what does it mean to be a judge? It means to be the one who's going to hear the arguments and he's going to decide. Now, a horse isn't shayach. You need intelligence to do that. You can't be an animal to judge a case. It's simply not, he's not shayach to the very action of judging. Right? Okay.
question?
Yes. There's a difference between like doing the action poorly and not doing the action at all. Like, let's say you say a ball player. You'll say a kid also who play baseball. He's much inferior. He's not a pro. He's very bad. He's whatever. But at least look, he played the game. Is he doing it well? He's not doing well. But I mean, he could do it. He just does it in an inferior way. But I mean, that's different than like a a computer or something. A computer doesn't play baseball. I don't know. So judging is like an Amma Aratz could think through the merits in his limited knowledge, his limited intelligence, his limited intuition, his limited whatever, could hear the cases, hear the arguments, think through and say, look, I think this is the right way. Right? Like, for instance, I talk to my son sometimes. I'll tell him a question. Tell him a machlokas. Okay? I'll tell him a fact, tell him this, tell him a shayla. He says, oh, I think this is right. You know, he quickly has an intuition and he's confident about it, you know. So, like, he doesn't really know anything. But, like, just because he's not Amaretz doesn't mean he can't judge. I mean, he has a mental faculty. It's just, it's limited and he's not going to be good at it and his conclusion is going to be whatever. But, like, a human being has a seichel, has an intellect, and could do the action of judging. Now, what just saying is, the Torah says you can't just allow any person to do it, there's qualifications. Qualifications, who's qualified halachically to be, whose action of judgment has halachic teeth to it and is going to work. But the Rabbanin hold, while it's true, Anam Aretz's action of judgment is, he could do the action of judgment, but halachically he's possible as a Gavra. Yeah, but if I'm Mekabel him, so then I'm Mekabel him. So it's the fact that he's, as a Gavra, he's possible. Fine, but I'm a Kabel that I don't care about the Pesul Negatha. So now he could sit and judge my case. And if he judges my case, which he could do, he could do the action of judging my case, so then it's unbound way. But by the horse, it's not just pshat that there's a Pesul Gavra. What am I going to do? I'm going to accept that he'll judge? He simply can't judge. There's no such thing as a horse judge. So I can't accept him to judge the case because there's no such thing. He can't do the very action of Diyan. The point is, Kabbalah could get around the technical requirement, the technical psul gavra, the technical requirement that he has to have a license, he has to have a whatever. But he can't get around the fact that if he simply isn't shayach, he's not a baruch, he's doing the action itself, you can't be mochel that away, you can't be mekabel that away, if you're not capable of doing the action, you're not capable of doing the action. So, but if you're capable of doing the action and you have a psul, whatever the psul might be, so then you could waive the psal. And that's the run hold. You could waive a psal. But you can't waive you can't, if you can't do the action, we're not quite at our thing. I think we're just putting ourselves in a position. Because now what we're saying is like this, that if I accept and I'm alright, accept and I judge my case, Ravon would say that's it. I is possible, yeah, but it's in Kabbalah. But if I accept an animal to judge my case, then it's very nice. It's not, I could remove the psal, but he simply can't judge. Right? Now, what's our question? Our question is, well, let's say let's say I accept a shepherd to judge my case. Now, a shepherd is a guy who not only doesn't he know halachos, he doesn't even know what a mortgage is. He doesn't know about the yeshiv, the basic things that happen in a society. Right? So now what we have to do is to define the Havmina Maskana about why I would have thought that you can't accept him. Kamash Malan, you could even accept him. Okay, so maybe like this. I'm just going to develop, I think, Ariel's thought a little further. Hopefully, to be able to defend against Israel's attack. But there's different things. There's knowledge of halacha. Then you could have a person who doesn't know halacha, but he knows the way of the world. He has like a practical knowledge, right? So he doesn't know the ins and outs of exactly how halacha deals with it, but he understands the way the world works, right? And that gives him a certain ability to pass judgment in these practical matters. And then there's a guy who doesn't have knowledge of halacha. He doesn't have knowledge of the practical realities of the world, but he has a basic seichel yashar. He's a human being, and he has a basic intellect. Right? He's not an animal. He has his intellect. So you'll give him the information, give him the facts, tell him the thing, and he'll think it through, and he'll judge. It's not saying he's a fool, it's just he doesn't know, he doesn't have knowledge, but he has the faculty of a mind. So the Gemara is saying is that what is necessary in order to do the Maisa of judging? According to the definitely you don't have to know halacha. But you might say you have to at least know the basic fact of the matter. You have to know the way of the world. The chiddush that you could accept a guy to be a judge and he could do the ma'aseh din is a chiddush that even if he doesn't know halacha, but at least he has practical wisdom, then that's sufficient. Right? He could do the ma'aseh of judging. How is he judging? Because he knows he's a businessman. He knows the way the world works. He understands these things. Now, he doesn't know the technical details. Fine, but at least he could do the ma'aseh of judging. He knows about the world. So you could replace knowledge of halacha with a practical wisdom. Practical wisdom. But the Mishnah is going a step further, as to show you now. The Maisa of Dion, of course, it's better. That's good to know. But the Maisa of judgment is simply as part of the qualities of an Adam, that he has the faculty to think and to judge and, to weigh the merits of a case. And you give him all the information. And as long as he's not kosher, of course, because you have a certain ranking, the guy you need a certain gavra. But as long as you're willing to waive the psil gavra, the minimum requirement for the ma'isa of dian, of judgment, is simply the seichel adam. And if he has it, then and you're makabel the psil, makabel him despite his psil, then it's kasher. So what the reason why the Mishnah is specifically choosing that case to show you, choosing the case of the Kabbalah, the Roy Bakar, to show you Kabbalah, any person is shaykh by Kabbalah, even if he doesn't have practical wisdom. It's not pshat that you need to have a practical wisdom in place of a halachic wisdom. But no, you simply need the faculty of judgment. And obviously the case can happen. They're going to have to explain to him. He doesn't know what a mortgage is. You're going to have to sit down with him and explain to him. There's a little mortgage, whatever. Bottom line is you'll give him all the information, and then he'll hear the information, and then he'll sit back and he'll think. They'll both present his cases, and he's an objective third party, and he'll think it through, and he'll use his judgment, and he'll judge based upon what's given to him. Could be if he's not a Ben Das, maybe that's different. I don't necessarily mean that he's human.
This guy's not a Ben Das either.
No, he's a Ben Das. He's a Gadol. He has Ben Das in all areas of halacha that you need a Ben Das, like he could be Melzi somebody. Like they're halacha, so you can make a Kenyan if you don't have Das. I mean, Das means like his intellect is developed. So he's 13 years old, his intellect develops. He just doesn't know anything about, he doesn't have like, he doesn't have knowledge of facts about the world, about halachos, but he has the faculty, the mental faculty is developed. But before he's bar mitzvah, cherish of the katan, the faculty isn't yet developed. So you could say that he's not shayach. Then he could be like he's an animal. He's not a ben das. But there are halachos, so you need a ben das. But here he's a ben das. He just is lacking pieces of information. So he doesn't know about halacha. He doesn't know about mortgages. But he has a brain. And he has a chachma, he has chachma, right? His mind is fully developed. Right, presumably, arguably, you'd say a katan wouldn't work. Chershel do a katan wouldn't work because they're not a bendas. So judgment means you're using your mind to judge between the merits of a case. And halachically, a katan is not a bendas. So that, I would say, probably would be the same as a behema in that regard, I would think. I mean, I guess the saying is, right, obviously brilliant, he'll be better, but I mean...
No,
I'm saying
up for a
katan. Yeah, well, that's, I don't know, that's general what I'm saying. Call. General call. Generally, I mean, we say katan is not a ben das. So there are areas which he's recognized, like by Nidarim, and they say if he knows to who he's making a nether, there is a recognition, or I think by Bracha, if he's a Deil Mim Varchim. I mean, there are areas where katan, the das, is kind of recognized. So, I don't know, that's what I'm saying, it's another sugya. But I mean, a shota for sure not. You know, the question is whether the line which is drawn to bar mitzvah is that going to carry over here or not? I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, is it going to be one of these rigid things that's a shear of 13 or whatever and that's it? Or are you going to say this is going to go in a looser type of way? But the concept is the same. That's the question is how you're going to apply it, you know? But an animal, for sure not. There's no such thing. You can't do the mice of the deal. That's the question, I guess. It's showing you is that the halacha's holding is for the maisa of judgment, you don't really need facts. You don't need of course, it's going to be better, but it's a baseline. The question is, what's the baseline to say something is defined as the action of a judgment? Is it the chiddush is just an intellect? It's just das. It's not any basis, any like a set of facts that you have to have. But the human being is capable of doing judgment, and if he doesn't know facts, he'll fill him in on facts. And that's recognized. Even if he doesn't know the base, of course he doesn't know halacha, because look, people judge things. Even if they don't know halacha, halacha is a particular discipline. What you'd say is, yeah, but he has to at least, if he doesn't know halacha, he has no business, he has no whatever. It's like, no, that doesn't matter. Facts you could always fill in. Look, it may take some time, whatever. You'll tell them the thing. Each party obviously will argue the merits of their side, this, that, the other thing. But fine, then he'll think. He'll give them the arguments, and then he'll be able to think. And look, he's a bendas. So that's what it's teaching you. So therefore, when the Chacham say, once you accept him, the acceptance gets rid of the psul gavra. And now, as long as you do the ma'isadiyah, and it's fine, so therefore it chooses the case of the shepherd to show you the extent, how far it goes, that he's in ma'isadiyah. Next sugya we're going to do is a brand new sugya, okay? We're going to jump. It's sort of brand new. But basically, a sugya about hachraza. Hachraza means, in order to have psulei edus, do they need to be announced publicly before they're pasul? Is there a din of hachraza? Okay? Are they pasul the moment they do an avera, or they only become pasul once there's a public service announcement that they're pasul? So that's where we're going to jump a little bit. The Gemara goes into all digression about Shemitah, which I don't want to get into now. So the Gemara goes to Chavavim Beis, halfway through the page. So it gets into the question of Hachrasa. So we're going to try to jump to that, okay?